I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The delicate situation surrounding inter-Korean relations has impacted ministry. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says their Korean office launches balloons with gospel tracts attached into North Korea.
The South Korean government is pressuring our office in Seoul. Don't do any balloon launches right now. Don't do that. We don't want to irritate the North. So this does potentially have an impact on the Voice of the Martyrs' work getting the gospel into North Korea.
Please ask God to bring gospel-centered peace to the Korean Peninsula. Asian Access is expanding its leader training with the launch of its fresh Pan-Asia Leader Development Program. The program starts by two leaders from participating countries forming a cohort. Asian Access is Delaney DeVisser shares.
And so by the end of it, you'll have participants with really an expanded worldview, expanded theological understanding of how God is working in the world. And that is very exciting.
With technology, the world's grown smaller. This program prepares the next generation of leaders for this context. Get more details and find ways to get involved at missionnews.org. And Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says the Great Commission doesn't require a passport. You can reach the nations for Christ here.
We have now immigrants. We have international students. We have people that maybe in some cases we're afraid of. We have been unwelcoming to. We've avoided. They're not us. They're not like us. Oh, my goodness. Just so Jesus went to in his day. So you start where you are and look for the people on your doorstep.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.